COVID-19 took nearly 2,600 lives yesterday alone here in the U.S., the highest death toll since April. Now, we've heard quite a bit on this program about lives lost to the pandemic. We think it's important, and we're going to continue to honor them. But today, a life saved. 44-year-old Jeff Gerson is an early survivor. He lives in New York City. We heard about him from our colleague Ellie Levine, who calls Jeff her uncle. Their dads are cousins. He was admitted to NYU Langone Tisch Hospital in mid-March in the middle of the COVID surge in the city. He had a high fever and a cough. The next day, doctors put him on a ventilator, and that is about all he remembers. He was one of the lucky ones to wake up, but when he did a month later, he had no memory of his stay. He was in the ICU. Doctors rarely came into his room because it was risky. But he wanted to thank them and the nurses, what he thought would be a handful of notes. Then through medical detective work, he found there'd have to be over 100 notes. So he wrote one big, long letter detailing his search and his thanks. That landed him on the front page of the Daily News. And Jeff Gerson joins us now. Jeff, this is a story of survival. So take us to when that started, when you woke up, like, you know, Rip Van Winkle to a changed world. What did you think?
I felt a need to say thank you for the heroic treatment, and yet the circumstances were denying me that, and every morning I would cry in gratitude and wonder, why did I survive? And so part of my recovery, I would say more my emotional recovery, was to say thank you.
Well, in this letter that you ultimately write them, you explain that you began with your MyChart app, which showed you who ordered the over 750 blood tests, EKGs and x-rays that you underwent. You went to the insurance company's explanation of benefits. They provided first initials and last names of the doctors who had billed. There were 116 names there. As you said, this is an army. What were you thinking when you're seeing all of that? And not even all from Langone. These were many people had come from out of state.
Yeah, it was a bit frustrating, actually, that nobody could give me a full and complete list. I don't know whether it's because of privacy rules or because doctors, nurses don't want their email addresses out there. I've been interacting with doctors during my recovery and follow-up, and I said, you know, every time I would do that, I would say, can you help me figure out how to thank everybody? And one of them suggested that I call the patient feedback hotline. They would love to hear from me. And I remember making that phone call, and somebody on the other end picked up and said, wait a minute. I want to write down exactly what you're saying so that we can post it somewhere. Is that okay? And I was like, no, I really want names. I want to say thank you to each and every one of them. And while I appreciate that you're, you know, going to put my comment up somewhere, I'd really just like some names. So that was a dead end. Mm-hmm. The app was almost a saving grace. You know, I can't imagine prior to an app like this where patients have so much access to so much data that I would have been able to get that list of people.
Well, it truly is amazing because first you were one of 1,900 who tested positive, then one of 412 admitted to the ICU, one of 312 intubated, you know, something put down your throat so you can breathe, then one of 77 evaluated for ECMO, then one of 27 placed on ECMO. This is the machine that makes your blood and heart work, you know, for you. The oldest of 11 who successfully came off ECMO. When you started tracing and breaking down this path you'd taken when you were completely out, what did that feel like?
Well, first I want to say that, you know, that part of my letter was meant to convey how lucky I was to have ended up at NYU, the hospital, because of the way they're doing research and trying new things and trying to be on the cutting edge and really help patients in any way. That ECMO treatment wasn't even approved by the FDA on an emergency basis for COVID treatment until 2 weeks after they put me on it. So obviously they'd received some dispensation to do it on a trial basis, but I was just trying to recount how grateful I was that all the stars aligned, that I ended up there, that they had the equipment, that they were trying it, and that I received that cutting-edge care. I felt like it all happened maybe to somebody else, because once I'd come out of the sedation, I wasn't in any pain. I certainly feel more sorry for my friends and family who were following every agonizing development. I feel like they went through a lot more agony and worry than I did. I just lay there and accepted the heroic treatment that I got.
It's just amazing to read about it. You also mentioned a doctor that you can't thank. This is Dr. Sidney Mell. He also came down with COVID-19, a 61-day battle. You read Katie Couric's description of this. He saw patients right up to the end, including you, and he died. I don't know. That's just got to be stunning.
It is, and it speaks to just the heroism of all the frontline workers. And he treated me the very first day I was in the hospital on March 20th. I read how he was treating patients right up until the day he himself checked in on March 20th. So it occurred to me that I was certainly one of the last patients that he saw, if not the last. And it underscored for me that he was working right up until the last minute.
Hmm. Yeah. And then the heart of the letter is what you want to tell them. You tell them about your detective work and finding them, but then what did you want them to know?
Well, if I could, I'll read you a little bit from the letter.
Please.
My COVID test came back positive the afternoon of March 19th. Around 8 p.m. that evening, a resident entered my room, told me they were going to intubate me. Was I okay with that? And I go on to say, all of you know much more than I do about what happened over the next 4 weeks. I only know about it secondhand. I didn't fully awake from the sedation until the morning of April 17th, and what happened in the interim is nothing short of miraculous. What I remember when I woke up that morning was seeing Gerson Jeffrey, 44 years old, COVID positive, written backwards from my vantage point in dry erase marker on the frosted glass door to my room. Soon that same day, my negative test would come back and the dry erase markings would be changed. But I couldn't stop thinking about how many of you saw that written on my door and still entered my room anyway to take care of me. I awoke to commercials on TV with montages showing signs outside hospitals saying heroes work here. But not even the producers of those commercials could feel the gratitude that I did throughout my remaining time in the ICU and my subsequent week in rehab. I couldn't wait to get home to participate in the 7 o'clock cheer. As I sit here 6 months post-discharge, ready to go see the doctor for my third follow-up pulmonary function test, I want you all to know I've made a full recovery. I'm not suffering from any lingering effects of COVID. I'm on my bike riding laps in Central Park, having rode more than 850 miles since being discharged. I'm able to continue raising my son, and I'm here to give and receive back the love and concern showed to me by the more than 100 people who followed my progress.
Have you heard back?
I have heard back from quite a few. I can read
Please.
You. This one is from a nurse. Your letter truly brought tears to me this morning. To receive a letter like that, knowing we made a difference, is such a huge feat. I'm so incredibly glad that you're doing well since your discharge. I wish you and your family all the best and hope to see you around the city. Another one was from a physician assistant manager. She writes very poignantly, I received your letter and have never once thought any of my patients would remember us, let alone well into their recovery phase out of the ICU and subsequently the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant in my first trimester when treating you. And while I was internally anxious and scared, your healthy recovery makes me realize that the struggles I had to go to work every day were 100% worth it.
Jeff Gerson, this detective work to find out what happened when you were in the hospital with COVID-19. And also, I'm sure you've learned since that not everyone who gets on a ventilator gets off. Something like 40% die. I can see that driving your research, you know, that gratitude.
Certainly, certainly. And I can't say enough about the team that took care of me. The letter was all about them. I never expected to be in the paper or even be on your show today. My objective simply was to say thank you. And coming as it did during Thanksgiving and as the number of cases spike, I hope at the very least it reminds everybody that there are still heroes out there, still on the front lines, still fighting to get the pandemic under control, and they often go without appreciation. And the point of my letter was to give them the recognition that they're due.
At last tally, how many hands do you think were laid on you when you were out with COVID-19?
I've received actual responses with names totaling another 17, so that brings the total up to 134. But I have to imagine that since there was no official list, I've got to imagine that it's at least double that.
Jeff Gerson, we'll link you to some of his letter at hearnow.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was very nice talking to you.